Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama daf Lamed Aleph. We are holding up the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Aleph and Lamed Aleph. Up until now in this parak, the Mishnahis have been talking about a person who gets damaged by someone else's property, by someone else's mamon. Now, this Mishnah is going to shift gears a little bit, and we're going to talk about a person who gets damaged by tripping on another person, by actually coming in contact with another human being. And this Gemara is going to serve as the basis for much of the halachos of traffic laws, of how many car pilots. If one guy, because the Gemara talks about it, you have a couple of guys walking and one guy makes a short stop and the other one smashes, rear ends him because he made a short stop. So we're talking about human beings in the Gemara, but l'chora the same would be true for cars that do the same thing. Who's chayiv? The guy who made a short stop, the guy who came in from the back. What if it wasn't such a short stop? All of these issues. What if it was a pileup in three cars, so it was only a front car chayiv or in the middle guy? So all of these things are going to be the discussion of today's daf. So let us begin at the Mishnah on the top of Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Shnei Kadarin. You have two people who are selling pots. Kadarin are people who are potters, either people who make pots or sell pots. So and they're walking one behind the other in a Rishus Harabim, and they're carrying their pots. Vinitka l'rishon v'nafal. First guy trips, falls on the ground. Vinitka l'sheni b'rishon. Second guy, a comedy of errors, second guy trips on the first guy, and all of his pots break, and he gets hurt. Harishon chayiv b'niske sheni. The first guy is going to have to pay for all of the damages to the second guy. Says the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan lo tema masnisin Rab Meir hi. Damar nitkal poshea hu v'chayiv. You don't have to say that our Mishnah is specifically going with Shitas Rabbi Meir, that a guy who trips is considered negligent for having tripped, and that's why the first guy is chayiv over here, because he never should have tripped. He should have been more careful about the way he was walking. Now, you don't have to say we're dafka going like Rab Meir, ela afilu l'rabbanan damri anasu u'pater. Even if you generally assume like the Rabbanan, that say that a nitkal, that someone who trips is an anus, that it's beyond his control, and therefore he's pater, still he would be moded to what our Mishnah says, that hacha chayiv, that in our case, the first guy that tripped is going to be chayiv. Why? Because yeah, he tripped, but what was his excuse for not getting up? Shailo lamud v'lo amad. He should have stood up and gotten out of the way, and he didn't get out of the way. As soon as you trip, you want to make sure that you're not in anybody else's way. So even if you hold that the actual tripping was not his fault, but it was his fault for staying down, that was he's to blame. But if it would turn out according to Rabbi Yochanan, though, that if he didn't have time to get up, then Rabbi Yochanan would say that he'd be pater from paying. He's only chayiv to pay because he was negligent in not getting up. Says Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Afilu Temeloi Lo Lamud. Even if he didn't have time to get up, he would still be chayiv because Hayelo Lahaz here Velo His here. Because even if he couldn't get up, he at least could have shouted to the guy behind him, "Watch out! I'm on the floor." He could have said something. So even if there was no time to get up, he's still going to be chayiv for not thinking about the guy that might be walking behind him and might trip on him. Rabbi Yochanan would respond, and he would say, no, we don't expect him to do that. If he didn't have time to get up, we don't expect him to have shouted out a warning. If there was no time to get up, then we assume there was no time to issue a warning, because when a person falls, he's all fartumult, he's got to pull himself together. So since he was tarud in just trying to see if he's okay, so he's patur from paying for the nezek that happens to the second guy if there was no time for him to stand. There is a machlokas rishonim la'alacha, the Rif and the Rambam paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that if he didn't have time to stand up, then we cannot be mechayiv him, even though he had time to warn the guy, because we assume there's no such thing as time to warn the guy, that if he hasn't had time to get up, then he hasn't gotten his bearings yet. However, the rush passings like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that he should have warned, and if he didn't issue a warning, then he is at fault, because the Gemara is going to ask from two brises on Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara is going to give answers how those brises are not a problem for Rabbi Yochanan in the end of the day, but they're terutzim dechukim. So that's what the Rosh says. That's why we reject Rabbi Yochanan ultimately. And furthermore, when you have machlokes Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak came later than Rabbi Yochanan, and the rule is hilchsa kibasra'a. We paskin like the later generation, so that's why the Rosh says I want to paskin like Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So it's the Rif and the Rambam against the Rosh. in Tafiyot Gimel writes that since the Rif and the Rambam are in agreement with each other, we paskin like the Rif and the Rambam. And all the kashas of the Rosh are not enough to reject the Shitas HaRifa Rambam. And the Beis Yosef says, Yesh li yashvim benakel, it's easy to be miyashiv those kashas. These kashas are not the end of the world. And therefore he paskins kidarko bakodesh, like the Rif and the Rambam against the Rosh, because that's how the Shulchan Aruch works. He operates with the majority of those three opinions, and it always slants Svardik, right? It always slants toward the Rif and the Rambam. Now the Gemara is going to try to prove that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is correct and not Rabbi Yochanan, that if the guy had time to warn and he didn't warn, even though there was no time to get up, he's at fault. Tanan. We're going to have a Mishnah on Amud Beis about two people that are walking in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, where one of them is holding a barrel and one of them is holding a beam, and they crash into each other, and the barrel breaks from the force, the impact of the beam. So it says, Hayibal Kora Rishon Ubal Chavis Achron. If the guy holding the beam was in the front, and the guy holding the barrel was behind him, Nishbara Chavis Bakora, and the barrel breaks from the beam, so the guy carrying the barrel was coming up from behind, and his barrel got smashed by the beam, Potter. The guy holding the beam is Potter from having to pay, because the guy that was walking behind him was obviously walking too fast. You have one rule of driving: you're not allowed to drive faster than the car in front of you. If you're driving faster than the car in front of you, obviously you're asking for trouble. This guy was walking too fast. But the imamad, but if the guy in the front stopped suddenly, the guy carrying the barrel was walking normally at a regular pace, and the guy carrying the beam who was in front just stopped. Imamad Balkora, if he stopped and stood in his place, and that's why the guy with the barrel and ended up crashing into him, then chayiv. Then the Balkora is going to be chayiv to pay for the damages because he's considered to be negligent. So what does this mean? My love, sha'amad l'chateif. Doesn't this mean that the guy carrying the beam stopped in order to adjust his burden that he's carrying, the weight of the beam on his shoulders, the urchehu, which is a very normal way to carry something? You're carrying something heavy, it's very common and very normal for a person to stop for a moment and get everything adjusted. And yet the katani, it still says in the Mishnah, chayiv, that if he stopped even with an excuse, even with every reason to stop, he's going to be chayiv. You know why he's going to be chayiv? What did he do wrong? Tavle lahazir. Because apparently he should have at least warned the guy behind him, hey, I'm about to stop. I mean, it's okay, you're allowed to change lanes on a highway, but you got a signal. So you should have at least signaled to the guy behind him that I'm about to stop. So if he's about to stop, that's his responsibility to issue a warning. So that's a raya to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak against Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is the one that faults a person for not issuing a warning. Says Gemara, lo, who says that the guy stopped just in a normal way to adjust the package? Maybe he stopped smack in the middle of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim just to rest. He wanted to take a nap. So a guy, that's not normal, and that's obviously posheya. It's like you're in the middle of a highway and you just throw the car into park and take a break right in the middle. You can't do that. That's obviously posheya. Says Gemara, aval amad l'chatef mai. But what would the halacha have been? I mean, if you're going to explain that this Mishnah is talking about where he stopped suddenly and for no good reason, and it was Amad Lafush, so that's why he's chayiv, then what would the halacha be of Amad L'chatef, where he stops in a normal way to adjust the package? The pater, the halacha would be that he's pater. But if that's the case, then when the Mishnah tries to draw a contrast, and the Mishnah tries to say, yeah, this case he's chayiv, but in another case he's pater, Adetani Seifa, when the Mishnah teaches in the Seifa, V'im Omar Lo Lebal Chavis Amod, Potter, that if he issues a warning and he tells the guy who's carrying the barrel, stop where you are because I'm about to stop, then he's Potter. But why do we have to come up with a new case to say that he's Potter where he issues a warning? If you really want to come up with a chiddush of a case that he's Potter, liflov lisni bedida, keep the same case where he didn't issue any warning, and you still could have come up with a way that he's Potter and say as follows: Bamed var mamurim kshamadofush. When is he going to be chayiv? When is Balkara going to be chayiv? That's when he stops completely and he's completely posheya in stopping. Aval amad chateif Potter, but if he stops just to adjust the burden on his shoulder, then he would taka be pater. Meaning, if the way Rabbi Yochanan is explaining this Mishnah is correct, that the case of the Mishnah that the fellow is chayiv is that he's amad lafush, then it would necessarily mean that amad l'chatev would be pater. But the Mishnah never says amad l'chatev is pater. The Mishnah, when it wants to come up with the case of pater, comes up with a brand new case. Why not just say that amad l'chatev is pater? So the Gemara answers, you know, we could have given that answer, but hakam ashmalan, by the Mishnah teaching a new case of him issuing a warning, it's teaching us a great chiddush. That even if you're just throwing the car into park in the middle of the freeway, but you warn someone, you turn on the hazards first, you warn someone behind you that you're about to do that, that's enough to let you off the hook. That's enough to become putter. That even though you did something totally unusual in the way you stopped. See, had the Mishnah said, Amad l'chatev is putter, we never would have known that sometimes even Amad lafush could be putter if you just issue the warning. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan is going to tie it up. That's why the Mishnah teaches me bedafka that case. The Rush writes that this is a terutz dachuk. The Rush says this is, meaning, that, remember we said the Rush before, it doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yochanan because he thinks all the terutzim are dachukim. Why is it a terutz dachuk? He says because it's pashut. That even if a guy was negligent in stopping, but if he warns everyone around him, why would he be chayiv? He issued a warning. Everyone should have. What if a Baal Chavush were to come and break his barrel in order that the Baal Korah should have to pay for it? You're going to make the Baal Korah pay for it? And the Baal Chavush knew. He had time. It's obvious. So he thinks it's a teretz dachuk to say that this is the great chiddush. That's why the Rosh thinks this one is dachuk. So Gemara says, okay, let's try to bring another raya to Rav Nachman and Bar Yitzchak against Rabbi Yochanan. Toshima, hakadorin v'hazagogin. If you have people who are selling pots or people who are selling glassware, that are walking one behind the other in Rosh Hashanah. Nitkal rishon v'nafal. First guy trips and falls. V'nitkal hasheni v'rishon. Second guy trips over the first guy and he gets hurt. His kelim get hurt. V'shlishi v'sheni. Now just to complicate matters, a third guy trips over the second guy and he too and his kelim also get destroyed, get ruined. Rishon chayiv b'niskei sheni. The first guy has to pay for the damage done to the second guy. V'sheni chayiv b'niskei shlishi. And the second guy is chayiv to pay for the damages that happens to the third guy. But if they all fell on account of that first guy, if it's his fault, then Rishon Chayiv Beniskei Kulam. Then that first guy is going to have to pay for everything. The Gemara is going to explain that it means that the first guy filled up the entire width of the highway that no one else would be able to pass. That's why he's Chayiv to pay. We'll see that soon in the Gemara. So then he's going to be Chayiv. The first guy is going to be Chayiv for everything. But v'mizhiru ze'ezeh peturin. But as long as after each one fell, they yelled to the guy behind them, watch out, then they're going to be pater. Then they fulfilled their obligation, they're going to be pater. So my love, isn't this price of talking about shaloh hayelan la'amod, where they didn't have enough time to stand up, and nevertheless, they're going to be chayiv to pay because they should have issued a warning. And we see from here that if you issue the warning, you're pater, but if you don't issue that warning, you're going to be chayiv to pay, even though you didn't have time to get up, which is exactly Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak's shita against Rabbi Yochanan. Says, now maybe the case is they had enough time to stand up. And that's why they're going to be chayiv if they didn't issue any warning, because they could have gotten up. But what would the halacha be if they didn't have time to get up? Pater. Then the halacha would have been that they're pater, because what do you want from them? They didn't have time to get up. Well, if that's the case, adetani seifa im misiru zeh peturin. Well, when the seifa wants to come up with a case that they're pater, instead of saying that they warn each other, liflog v'lisni bedida, why don't you come up with a chilek within a case of them not warning each other, and you could still say a case that they're pater as follows. When do we say that they're going to be chayiv in the damage that's done to the guy behind them? That's if they had time to stand up. Avalo hayilan lamud peturin. But if they didn't have time to stand up, automatically they're pater. Even without a warning, automatically they're pater. Why didn't the Mishnah say that, if that in fact is correct? Says Gemara, because it wants to teach us a great chiddush. Hakamashmalan the afalgav the hayilan lamud ki is hiru zeze peturin. That even though they could have gotten up, they don't need to get up. They could just issue a warning, and that's also good enough. And this is another answer that the Rosh thinks is dachuk, because he thinks that this is a davar pashut as well. That you've fallen down, even if you have time to get up, you don't need to clear your vehicle from the road as quickly as possible, as long as you put out the flares, as long as you put out something to warn the person behind you. Then you know, you could take your time and get your vehicle off the road. That's the Rosh says he thinks that's obvious. Now the Gemara Rava is going to explain the Braisa that talks about the potters and the glaciers, the glass makers. Amar Rava, even though the Braisa, the first Braisa said that the Braisa had said that the first guy is chayiv in the damage to the second guy, and the second guy has to pay for the damage to the third guy, it's not exactly equal. Meaning, what the first guy has to pay the second guy is not the same as what the second guy's chiyuvim are toward the third guy. Rishon chayiv biniske sheni, bein biniske gufo, bein biniske mamono. The first guy has to pay the second guy, whether the second guy was damaged physically, bodily harmed whether the second guy was harmed from the body of the first guy, or whether he was harmed from the money of the first guy, from the possessions of the first guy. The first guy is going to have to pay. Man number one is going to have to pay man number two, no matter which part of man number one damaged man number two, whether it was his body or whether it was his possessions. But if he got hurt by the body of the first guy, he's chayiv because he's an adam amazik, and as an adam amazik, he's going to have to pay for any damage that he does, even to the kalim of the second guy. But if the second guy got damaged by the possessions of the first guy, then it's not an adam amazik, it's a bara amazik. And therefore he's going to be pater on kalim. He's only going to be pater. He's only going to be chayiv for bodily damage, but not on, or for a shor or whatever else, but not for kalim. Sheini chayiv b'niske shlishi, b'niske gufa v'lo b'niske mamono. When we say the second guy has to pay the third guy, if the third guy trips on the goof of the second guy, then the second guy has to pay as an adam amazik, both on physical bodily harm that he did to the third guy or on the kalim, damage done to the kalim. But if the third guy had only tripped on the possessions of the second guy is totally pater from paying anything to the third guy, because the mamon of the second guy does not have the status of a bar b'rishus harabim. So the Gemara is going to ask, well, wait a second. Why is it that the first guy has to pay for the money, for his money doing damage as a bar hamazik, but if the second guy's possessions do damage, he doesn't have to pay as a bar hamazik? Why is it that the first guy's possessions are considered the first guy's bar, and he's therefore going to be obligated to pay for it, whereas the second guy's possessions are not considered the second guy's bar, and he's not going to have to pay for it? Mimanavshach. If when someone trips, he's being negligent, and therefore you should be mechayiv him for any takala that comes out because of his tripping, like digging a bar in Rishus HaRabim, sheni namil chayiv, then the second guy should be chayiv for whatever his possessions, whatever damage his possessions do as well. And if someone tripping is not considered negligent at all, then afilu rishon namil liftar, then you can't say that this is a person who's dug a bar, and even the first guy should be pater. So which is it? Why should there be this inequity between the chiyuv that the first guy has toward the second guy and the chiyuv that the second guy has toward the third guy? So answers the Gemara. Now really, so when someone trips, they are a poshea, because they should have watched where they were going. But, and therefore, Rishon Vadei Posheahu, the first guy that tripped definitely is considered negligent, and therefore he's chayiv on anything he does with his body, any damage that's done with his body as an adam amazik, any damage that's done with his property as a bar amazik. But Sheni Agufo Mechayev Tahavelo Lamod Velo Amad. The second guy is going to be chayev for what damage he does with his body, because he could have stood up after he fell and he didn't, and in that way he's negligent. But Amamono Potter, for his possessions doing damage, that he's going to be Potter. The Amar Leh, because he could say to the third guy, Hai Bira Lava Nakarise, this bar is not something that I've dug, it's the first one that created the Takala. Meaning, when the first first guy tripped, he was the posheya. Second guy wasn't posheya for tripping over the first guy. He had no warning. He tripped over the first guy. That's definitely not a pshia. His only pshia is not getting up quickly enough. But his pot's falling all over the place and damaging the guy behind him, that didn't happen because of his negligence. That happened because of the negligence of the first guy. So when the first guy trips, he's negligent. So his body damages, that's adama mazik. His pot's damaged, that's mamana mazik. That's his bar. Second guy tripping is not posheya. So when his body damages, well, he should have gotten up. That he was posheya in for not getting up. So he's going to be chayef as an adama mazik. But his pot's doing damage. That he didn't create that bar. That bar was created by the first guy. So the Gemara asks on Rav, wait a second, Mesfe, we learned in Brisa that explains the previous Brisa about the glass makers and the potters that are walking behind each other, that kulan chayavin al niske gufan, that all these people that damage someone else, they're chayav to pay if they damage someone bodily, if they damage someone with their body, whether they're damaging their guf or their mamon, like another mamazik, upturman al niske mamonim, but their potter if their mamon does damage. My love, afil rishon. Doesn't that imply that even the first guy is only going to be chayav for the guf and not for the mamon, not when his mamon does damage? So don't you see against what Rava said? Says Mar lo, levar mi rishon. When we say that they're all only going to be chayav for damage that their guf did and not for damage that their money did, it means everyone except for the first guy. So there could be 100 car pileup, people 2 through 99 are only going to pay for their guf that does damage, not for their money that does damage, but person number one is ein echinami going to be chayav for both. Says Gemara, but that's a hard read into the brisa. Vaha kulam katani. It says kulam. It's hard to read that as almost all of them. Kulam means all of them. And says Gemara, Amar Rava Barava, kulan hanizakin. It means all of the nizakin, all the people who got damaged, the sheni, shlishi, etc. They didn't. They weren't negligent in falling, so they're pater for niske mamona. But the first guy is not a nizak. He is a mazik, and he's negligent in his falling. He's chayiv even for niske mamona. So how are you going to explain the brisa as being only called hanizakin? If you're going to say that that when it says kulan afilu rishon, that it means even the first guy hanu diktani kulan, then I understand why you would use the word kulan to describe it. But if you're going to say that it's only the nizakim and it's not the first guy, my kulan, what a strange word to use. Why would you say kulan? Listen, hanizakin. Wouldn't you want to be more clear about that and use a term that of hanizakin, which would make it very obvious and very clear who you're talking about? So because of that, Kasha Rava changes his mind and he explains the brisa totally differently. Ella Amar Rava, Rava says the brisa that we had about the potter and the glassmaker, where the nitkal is assuming that a nitkal, someone who trips, is not considered negligent. He's not a posheya in falling. It's just that he should have stood right away after he fell so that other people don't trip. So Rishon, the first guy that tripped and fell and didn't get up right away, Chayiv Bein Beniske Gufo, Desheni, Bein Beniske Mamono, Desheni. When we say that he's Chayiv both in Iske Gufo and Iske Mamono, it doesn't mean whether his guf and his mamon do the damage. It means regardless of what he caused damage to, whether the second guy's guf or the second guy's mamon got damaged, he's going to be chayev. Because if he didn't stand up in time, and he could have stood up in time, he is an adam amazik. An adam amazik has to pay for damage done to money, for damage done to people.
So the new interpretation is that
that when we say bein begufo bein mamono, it doesn't mean whether he inflicted the damage with his body or inflicted the damage with his money. It means he inflicted the damage to the other guy's body or to the other guy's money. So it says in our Rishon, Chayiv Bein Beniske Gufo D'Shem Bein Beniske Mamono D'Sheni. He's going to be chayiv on all those things. But V'Sheni, the second guy who tripped on the first guy and didn't get up in time, even though he had time to get up, Chayiv Beniske Shlishi Beniske Gufo, is only going to be chayiv for the physical harm caused to the third guy, Avlo Beniske Mamono, but not to the financial harm caused to the third guy, even though the third guy tripped on him. My time, oh, why? Why should he not be chayiv for the financial harm? The Havale Bar, Velomotzinu Bar, Shechiv Ba'os HaKelim, because he's a bar. The guy who falls and doesn't get up is a barber Shasrabim. And we don't find that a bar is chayiv to pay for Kelim, because the Pasuk says in Shmos Chaf Aleph, V'chiyivtach ish bar, ki yichre ish bar, v'lo yichasenu, that if a man digs a bar, v'nafal shama, shoro chamar. It says that what happens? A shoro chamar falls in there. So the Gemara has a drasha, shor v'lo adam, chamar v'lo. velo kelim, that you're not chayiv for kelim in a bar. So that's and when we say shor velo adam, it means that you're not chayiv for the death of a man in a bar, but damages caused to a man, you absolutely are chayiv to pay for. So it turns out Rava holds that even though someone who trips is not considered negligent, and therefore the first guy was not negligent by falling down, his only negligence was in not getting up in time, and the second guy also was poshea in the same way by not getting up in time. Nevertheless, the first guy's pshia is viewed as a greater pshia than the second guy's pshia, even though it was for both of them it was not getting up. So even though we're mechayev the first guy as an adam amazik on the damage that he does to the second guy, whether it's niske gufo or niske mamono, we're not mechayev the second guy for damages done to mamono, only for damages. He's not treated like an adam amazik, he's treated like a bar. And therefore he's only chayev for niske gufo, not for niske mamono. When the damages are that are done by these people's money, that they're totally putter from, because it wasn't their fault that they fell, so they never were the ones that dug the bar. That's not what this brisa was ever about now, according to Rava. So I asked the Gemara, wait a second. Hanich l'Shmuel da'amar kol takol barhu. If you say like Shmuel, that a person leaves any sort of stumbling block in Rosh Hashanah, that's considered a bar, whether he was mafkirit or whether he's not mafkirit. So you could say that the second guy's body becomes like a bar in Rosh Hashanah, even though obviously he's not mafkir his body. He's going to take it back, right? He wants himself. He's not mafkir himself. Nevertheless, this is a sugya that's going to be on daf that we had on daf chav chasam beis by din bar. According to Shmuel, any takal Rosh Hashanah has a din of a bar, even if you were mafkir. Rav says no, only if you were mafkir it has a din of a bar. If you were not mafkir, it has a din of shar. It's considered mamono amazik, like your shar was mazik. That was a sugya we had a couple of days ago. But anyway, says Mar Hanich l'Shmuel damar kol takal baru. If you say that any takal could be a bar, then it works out really well. You can call the second guy's body a bar. El Rav damar yafkare in ilalo. But if you say like Rav that something's only a bar if you're mafkirit, but not if you're not mafkirit, ma'ika lemeimar. How can you call the second man a bar? He's certainly not mafkir himself. So based on that, the Gemara explains Rava like we said originally. We backtrack on this second explanation. The Olam Kedam Meikar. Really, we should understand Rava like we did originally. That the first guy that tripped is negligent, and therefore he's chayiv for damage that's done by his body and for as an other mamazik, and for damage that's done by his money as a bar amazik, as mamon amazik. Meaning the we're going back to the understanding that we say ben begufa ben mono. It's not about what he damaged, but it's about how he damaged, whether he damaged with his guf or with his mama. The second guy who is not negligent in falling down, his negligence was only in not standing up, is only chayiv on damage that he did physically by his body as an adam amazik, but he's pater on anything that his pots or anything he was holding damaged. With the kashalach, but we ask the kasha, Kulan chayavin. Why does it say kulan chayavin for niske gufan, but patra niske mamonim? Sounds like even the first guy is included in that category. Otherwise, why would we have used the word kulan? Tirgum Ravad Bar Minyumi kamei deravina. Ravad Bar Minyumi explained shehusku kelim bekelim. That's talking about the second guy's kelim got damaged by the first guy's kelim. In that case, even the first guy is putter from paying for the damage because he's not chayiv he's only chayiv for his kelim doing damage. We didn't bar, and we just got through saying that bar is putter on kelim when you damage someone else's kelim. So kulan, it's true that kulan is putter when their mamon damages. Even the first guy is putter when his mamon damages, as long as his mamon damages kelim, because that is the din of bar. Now one more din that we had in the brisa. Amar mar. If they all fell on account of the first guy, then the first guy is going to have to pay for all their damages. What's the case that they all fall because of the first guy? So the Gemara explains, Rav Papa Amar, Tepaskal La'orche Keshilda. He blocks off the whole road like a nevela, meaning he blocks off the entire area of Rosh Hashanah. There's no passageway. way. Just like a nevela lies across sometimes the entire road, like a tree that falls down lies across the entire road, and therefore he's chayav for the nezek that happens to all of them, because anyone that comes after him trips on his account, because there was no other way to swerve around. There was nowhere else to go. He blocked off the entire roadway. Rav Zvira says, no, you know when the first guy is chayav, is responsible for everything? Kichutra de samyusa, when it's like the walking stick of a blind man. That a blind man, a lot of times, he moves his stick around in one direction or the other. Sometimes he'll move his stick to the point where it blocks off the entire road. So it's when he blocks off the entire road. That's how Rashi explains. The only problem with this explanation is it turns out that there's no difference between what Rav Papa is saying and what Rav Zvid is saying. They just use different mishalim to describe what it means to block off a road. One says, oh yeah, blocks off a road like an avela. The other says, no, I got a better one. Blocks off a road like a walking stick. But we get it. It's the point is that he blocks off the whole road. That's what it seems to be. Seems to be the understanding of Rashi. However, Tosos writes that there's a machlokas over here. That according to Zvid, we're not mechayiv the first guy on the third guy's damage when Paskal Urcha Kishilda, meaning Rav Zvid, who said that it's like a walking stick, would not be Mechayev when you're only blocking the road like a Nevela, because the third guy should have been careful once he saw the second guy falling. And that's where Rav Zvid explains that the only time the first guy is going to be Chayev for even the third guy's damage is when it's Kichutra de Samyusa, when it's like a walking stick, where the blind man puts it at an angle, and if the guy walking with the beam goes in such a way that the third guy couldn't see the second guy fall, it was angled in a way where he couldn't see what was going on up ahead of him, so then you blame the first guy. So there's a big difference between the two, that the first explanation of Rav Papa is that the third guy could have seen, he could have anticipated what was going to happen. Rav Zid is where the third guy couldn't see because it was at a weird angle where he wasn't going to be able to anticipate what was about to happen. Let's stop there. At the Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow at the Mishnah. We'll figure out a good time to learn.